Zohar Chok Yisrael, Achrei Mos, Day 2. An excerpt from 67a. Vayisol lechem l'chukas olam, and should be for you an eternal statue. Vachodesh ha-shvi'i, in the 7th month, vayisol lechodesh in the 10th of the month. Tanuos nafsho seichem, you shall afflict your soul, speaking about Yom HaKippur and David Tomei. Rechia Pasach, Rechia opened the discourse. David HaMelech says, or rather, Yishai Navi says, Nafshi ivisicha balayla, my soul yearns for you at night. Afruchi bekirbi, indeed my spirit inside of me. Ashachareka, going out and yearning for you. Pasuk Yeshaya 26. Nafshi ivisicha balayla, my soul yearns for you at night. Nafshi ivsach balayla miboyle, my soul yearns for you. Grammatically be ivsach, it should say. My nafshi ivisicha, what is this grammatical form? My soul, of my soul yearns for you. And also, further in the verse, Afruchi b'kirbi ashechareka, indeed my spirit inside of me goes out for you, ishechareka mi boile. So, yishechareka instead of ashechareka. El achitana, but thus, it's taught, kutcher b'chu rucho v'nafshe dekula, holy blessed be he, is the spirit and soul of all. It's the divine light force from internal and surrounding light that energizes and gives existence to the whole universe. Yisrael amri nafshi v'ruchi ant. And Israel says, you are my soul and my spirit. So we're speaking to Hashem and say, you, Hashem, yourself are my soul and spirit. And that's why the constriction of divinity into my own soul and spirit yearns for you, like a candle jumping to a large fire. Begin kach, because of this, ivisicha ledavka boch, I yearn for you to be attached to you, to cleave to you. Vashachareka leshkocha rusach, I go out for you, find your will. Rav Yosef says, "B'shay to the bar nosh noim ba'arse, a time when a person sleeps in his bed. Nafkas nafshe v'solkos vashidas bei b'bar nosh. His soul leaves and ascends, which means it ascends into heaven, and testifies about a person. Al kol ma'ad oved b'chol yomah, everything he does every day. Rufa omer l'nafsha, the body says to the soul, nafshi v'sicha b'layla." My soul yearns for you at night. Afruchi b'kibi ashechareka. Indeed, my spirit inside of me goes out for you. Which means that everything I did will be brought above through you. If a person did good things, so that's good. His good deeds are brought above. And they're raised up to their place through his soul going up and reporting about it at night. Dovracha, another explanation. Nafshi v'sicha, my soul yearns for you. Amar Knesset Israel kami kutcher b'chu, says collective souls of Israel, be following us. Nafshi v'sicha b'layla, my soul yearns for you at night, while I am still in exile among the nations. Withholds my soul from all bad, from being bound among the nations. It means Hashem protects us even though we're in exile. Soul yearns for you in order to be returned to its, to restore to its place. Be my spirit inside of me goes out for you. Kolomar, meaning to say, Avagav dinun mishabdin lebonai b'chol shibuda, even though, this is like the divine presence speaking, even though they put into servitude my children, depress my children, all types of oppression, Rucha kadisha lo asadi minoi, the Holy Spirit is not withheld from me, begin the mishchaloch in order to go out for you, l'miovid pekudach, and to do your commandments. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Omer Yisrael, kami kutcher b'chu, Israel says before the Holy Blessed be he, as long as my soul is in me, I yearn for you. Balayla, at night. My time of Balayla, what is the reason at night? Ella begin to high nefesh b'hai shaita yisricha levecham deloch. Because this soul, at this time, it's necessary to yearn for you. Afruchi b'kirbi achshacharecha. Indeed, my spirit inside of me goes out for you. Kad iser bi rucha kadisha achshacharecha by serusalem yavad rusach. Once awakened me, the Holy Spirit, go out for you in awakening to do your will. As your judgments to the ground, at the time when judgment descends to the world, to sweeten the world, then those dwell who dwell in the world learn righteousness. Which means, kolomar, yochlin the misbel dina the tzedek, they're able to bear the judgment of Malchus, and the world not be destroyed from it. When those Do those who dwell in the world learn tzedek, righteousness, which is a term for malchus, because it's built out of judgments? Kasher mishpatecha la'aretz, when your judgment from the aspect of mishpat, which is tiferes, which leans towards mercy, is in the world. Which means that in order that judgment should not chas v'shalom destroy people, and should be productive to bring them closer to Hashem, so the malchus has in its judging aspect to be connected with Tiferes. The power of Tiferes has to descend and rest upon it, and it leans towards mercy. Mishpat is like balanced judgment as opposed to tzedek, which is like harsh judgment or strict judgment, and that is the reason why it must be connected with the mishpat in order to be sweetened. And instead of destroying the world, people learn from it to behave themselves and to come close to Hashem. Rabbi Chizkiya Omar, Rabbi Chizkiya says, Nafshi v'sicha b'layla, my soul yearns for you at night, O Knesset Yisrael. This is referring to the Shekhinah, which is the feminine aspect, which is at night. Af ruchi b'kirbi yashecharek, and my spirit, the level of ruach, is corresponds to Kut Shabrichu, the Holy Blessed Be He, which is their anpin, as opposed to Nefesh, which is Malchus. And from both levels, from the internal light and surrounding light, from the Teferis and Malchus, from Kut Shabrichu, the soul completely yearns for Hashem and is attached to Him from everything in the world.